Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Stephen Crano joins us now, the manager of corporate communications at Choose Chicago. Stephen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Happy holidays. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's tell folks how to do Chicago for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. What are some of the highlights going to be in the city?
Well, the big thing that I think we have to start with, of course, is Chicago is going to be part of the Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve national broadcast on ABC for the first time. So that's a huge thing. It's a big event with live performances along the river. It's free and open to the public. This is, I think, the most exciting thing, in my opinion, about New Year's in Chicago this year. It's going to feature performances from local artists like Chance the Rapper, the Grammy-winning performer who is also serving as the host for Chicago. Grammy Award winner Jay Ivey is going to perform. Shamikia Copeland, a great blues vocalist. Some local house DJs. You got Art on the Mart projections, all leading up to the fireworks along the river at midnight. So that's very exciting. Yeah. If folks do want to get down there, definitely recommend going early. It's the area opens up to the public at 5 p.m. on New Year's Eve, but you might even want to plan on getting there earlier to get a good spot.
The area, where are you talking about? Like, is it all along the river? Are you talking Navy Pier?
Yeah.
Where do we go?
I'm viewing for the fireworks all along the river, along Wacker. Navy Pier fireworks are also happening, which is one of the perennial favorites, I think, of Chicagoans and folks who come to the city for New Year's. But the performances for Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve are going to be happening at the corner of Wacker and North Franklin, so basically right across the river from Merchandise Mart. Just iconic views of downtown Chicago, great viewing for the fireworks. It's going to be an amazing event.
So they built, or you all are building, a stage over there then? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, they'll erect a stage for the broadcast, and it'll be situated on North Franklin, kind of right at the corner of that intersection. So that's the intersection is really where people will be gathering to watch the performances.
Right. And Art on the Mart, you mentioned, that's that unique laser show that is displayed on the side of the Merchandise Mart. And when it first went up, if I recall correctly, it was the largest such laser display or show in the world. Have you all been doing that all month long, and is that going to continue? Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Art on the Mart is a year-round installation series, I guess you would call it, and it's run by an independent organization, Art on the Mart, and they exist to produce and display original projection works by artists both from Chicago and from around the world. So it's very cool. It does happen all year long. It has been happening this month. And they just have a rotating shows, of different works they display.
So what you do, I've only done it a couple of times, maybe I'm not describing it correctly, but I recall that I would stand on the other side of the river and look across the river at the Mart, and for about 20 or 30 minutes, a display would scroll across. You would just see various images. They would move. It might be thematic, or it might be specific things you'd recognize. I don't recall it being set to music per se, or at least I don't know that maybe I've heard it before. But anyway, it's the sort of thing that you could stroll by, take in briefly, or could sit and watch for a while. That's about it, right?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I don't recall ever seeing it set to music, but you're absolutely correct. It's kind of, usually the pieces, I think, are kind of longer, maybe 10 or more minutes. So you can watch an entire rotation, or you can just kind of catch it as you're passing by, and it's just like a very cool vibe downtown Chicago, very unique.
Yeah, right. So it's there as a backdrop for then the Dick Clark show, and Chance the Rapper and company will be performing or doing their stuff there. But the show is set in New York, so do they cut away to Chicago? Is that what it is? They keep going back and forth?
Exactly, yeah. So they'll have the primary broadcast, as you said, is centered in New York. They're the first ones to ring in the new year, being on the East Coast. So Ryan Seacrest is the host there. And then there are hosts in Chicago, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. So there are hosts for every time zone.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't tapped us before, but particularly since we shoot the fireworks off over the river now. That's one of the best things this city does. That is so cool.
It is so cool. I was there last year when they set off the fireworks for New Year's, and it was, honestly beautiful. So I'm looking forward to it again this year.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like CGI or something. I mean, you know, you've got the river, the tall lit buildings on either side, some of them with red and green domes or lights already affixed, and then fireworks just splashing over the river up and down. It's really something to see. Yeah.
If you're along the river, you're so close to the fireworks because it's not that wide of a space, honestly, between the buildings on one bank and the other. So anywhere you're standing along there and watching, you're going to be up close and personal with the fireworks. This is very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, it almost looks dangerous. it's like, holy cow.
I think it's perfectly safe.
Yeah.
Planning of safety engineers on this.
Talk about any other shows or dining that people might look forward to, Stephen, in the city over those 2 days?
Yeah, well, let's start with the dining. I mean, so many restaurants are doing, you know, New Year's Eve and New Year's Day specials these days. You can go big and go fancy in Chicago with some of the finest of fine dining in the country. A couple of very high-end places in town, Alinea and Esme, are both offering New Year's Eve tasting dinners. If you don't want to go too high-end, though, there are plenty of great options. Somewhere I've really wanted to try, Dave, that I have not yet been to, a spot called Mira in Bucktown, which is like a Mexican, Indian, or South Asian fusion spot, is doing a New Year's Eve dinner menu. Moody Tongue, the Michelin-starred brewery, is doing one. You got Virtue down in Hyde Park. So you can go to different parts of town and find different amazing dining options. And if that's what you're looking for, start finding a reservation now because they're going.
Well, about that, one of our listeners said, if I wanted to get a hotel, stay downtown, and also have a view out my window, where could I stay? And the Sheraton downtown is right on the river. The St. Regis is right on the river. The Hilton, that's the Hilton next to the Swiss Hotel is downtown, is right on the river.
The Hyatt
the Hilton is down on Michigan Avenue. The Hyatt, though, is also next to the radio station. That's on the river. The London House is on the river. I'm just kind of walking down the river west now. I'm to the London House. And that might be for hotels.
Honestly, if you're looking for a hotel with a view of the river front fireworks, along the river would be great. London House might be closest to the action. But there's so many hotels downtown particularly that have these massive, fabulous parties for New Year's Eve, and they'll often have party and room packages.
Right.
Not just along the river, but, you know, iconic hotels like the Congress Plaza or the Peninsula are also having these parties. All the hotels you mentioned as well, I believe, are also having parties and have incredible views for the fireworks. But know that if you're coming in from out of town and you want to stay downtown, I think there are still plenty of rooms to be had, but they're going for a premium and they're going quickly as well as those dinner reservations. So look now.
Yeah, and you got to ask if you want a room with a view. Make sure you get a room with a view. Don't assume you might. It's 11:19. Okay, I'm out of time, but then are the Broadway shows still playing for the holidays as well?
Absolutely. The holidays are one of the best times to go catch a show, not only at Broadway in Chicago, but at theaters all over town.
Yeah. Okay, choosechicago.com. Is that the best way for folks to find the stuff, Stephen?
Yes, as always, everything New Year's Eve, everything restaurant week, and everything in between is at choosechicago.com.
Manager of Corporate Communications over at Choose Chicago is Stephen Crane. Okay, Stephen, thank you, sir. Have a good weekend. Have a good holiday.
Happy holidays. Thanks again.